Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we will be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about how to do exercise which benefits our health. Today, Dr. Luke will talk to us about how to do exercise to help us with our health. This is important as many people want to exercise but do not know how to do it. Dr. Luke will start by telling us a story of a person who learned to exercise in a way that benefited their health. Kumo was a 43-year-old man who worked in a factory in a large city. He was bored from his job but had no other choice of where to work. He just stood around at work and did the same old thing. What also bothered him was that he had been slowly gaining weight over the past 10 years and thought he was now quite overweight. He tried many diet and exercise programs, but just could not find one which helped him so he could lose weight. He wondered what to do. He had mentioned this to his wife, and she was glad he did because she was also concerned about his weight increase. She finally heard one day about a doctor at a local hospital who could help her husband with exercise and weight loss. So Kumo and his wife went to see this doctor. After examining Kumo and getting blood work back, the doctor told him that the only thing he should do was work hard to lose weight. He needed to cut back what he ate, but an important key was having good exercise, which Kumo really did not have. The doctor told him he would explain a good exercise program for him. The doctor started by telling Kumo that in the world today, only a small percentage of people are active to a moderate level, and even fewer are active to the vigorous health levels needed for Kumo Emel health benefit. More than 50% report irregular or no exercise at all. General activity levels increase with income and education and decrease with age. The doctor told Kumo when starting, it is important to have 5 to 10 minute warm-up and cool-down periods, stretching exercises, and gradual increase in exercise intensity help to prevent musculoskeletal and cardiovascular complications. The doctor continued that most people do not think that they have time to exercise, or stated differently, it is not a high priority for them. However, the doctor discussed with Kumo how he could take stairs instead of the elevator, walk or ride a bike to work in place of taking the bus. The doctor said, the more the better with exercise, and anything is better than nothing. The doctor suggested to Kumo that he take the stairs at work and in other places and walk or ride a bike, and then try and start walking for 30 minutes a day for a month or two and see how things are going. If he still had problems, he should return and see him. Kumo agreed to all of these suggestions and left with his wife, fairly pleased about the visit. After several weeks of trying, Kumo was still frustrated with his weight. Some days, he did better than others, and other days, he did not bike nor take stairs or even exercise. At best, he was sporadic and had lots of problems with his exercise program. He felt like a failure. However, his wife was behind him, supporting him in his exercise program. A month after they saw the doctor, when Kumo was quite frustrated, a friend of his dropped by their house. They had not seen this friend for at least a year. However, he looked great. Kumo especially noted that he had lost a lot of weight and seemed happier. Kumo thought, who wouldn't look happier if they could lose weight? Kumo and his wife immediately asked him how he had lost weight. Their friend told them that after seeing a doctor, he gave him an exercise program and he worked on it very hard for the past year and had lost about 20 kilograms of weight. Wow, thought Kumo to himself. That was exactly what he wanted to do. Kumo asked his friend out loud how he did this, as he was so frustrated and he had tried so hard without benefits. His friend reviewed his exercise program in depth, and it was almost the same as Kumo's. That is, take stairs, use a bike, and start with the 30 minutes of walking a day, and then start running after 2 to 3 months. He asked his friend how he became so disciplined, His friend responded that it was not his efforts, but the help of a friend. Kumo said he wanted to meet that friend today if he could help him lose 20 kilograms of weight. His friend said he could. Kumo's friend took out a Bible and showed him a place which said, "Therefore, since you are surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Hebrews 12:1-3. The person who helped him was this person, Jesus Christ. Jesus gave him the inspiration to lose weight. How did he do this? Kumo asked his friend. And who was this Jesus Christ? First, Jesus Christ is the author of our life and the one who created us and this world. He is the God of this world and universe, but he is also the God who loves us. Kumo's friend turned to another place, which said, "How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God." Hebrews 9:14. The basic problem is that all people have sinned before God. His friend turned yet to another place in the Bible which says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. The result of this sin is separation and punishment from God. An aspect of this separation is poor eating and exercise habits. We do destructive things to our body and not beneficial. To yet another place Kumo's friend turned and read, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. All of us sin, and the result is a punishment which separates us from God. However, through his death and the blood Jesus Christ shed on the cross, we have new life with the eternal God with a very clean conscience. All of our bad acts before God have been made clean and right because of what Jesus Christ did. Kumo asked, though, how did this help him exercise and lose weight? First, his friend said, he wanted to be obedient and thus disciplined. Second, Jesus Christ gave him the desire to want to lose weight. Until he had received Jesus Christ as his own personal Savior, he did not have this power or even the desire. After he received him, he had both the desire and power. Plus, he had the desire to listen to what his doctor said and not just view him cynically. Kumo's friend suggested he return to his doctor and get some more advice. Kumo did just that. When Kumo returned to the doctor showed him some information on a graph which showed how much weight you should lose if you do certain levels of exercise. The doctor said that there are basically 5 levels of exercise. First is light or sleeping, which uses up about 50 calories per hour, regardless of how much you weigh. Consider that in a normal day, we all consume about 2,000 to 2,500 calories. So overnight, we would consume about 400 calories. Then there is sitting, which consumes an average of about 100 calories per hour. Certainly, the smaller you are, the fewer calories you consume, and the heavier you are, the more calories you consume. Next, the doctor told Kumo is light walking, which on the average consumes about 200 calories per hour, while heavy walking, which is fourth category, consumes 300 calories per hour. Finally, there is heavy exercise like running, swimming, and playing soccer, and that would consume about 500 calories per hour. The doctor told him, if you used half of that time, or 30 minutes, the best would be 250 per half hour of exercise. That is really not a lot. Thus, it is important to get to a level of strenuous exercise and walk every place he can. Kumo now really understood what he should do and why he should exercise more aggressively. Because if he did not, he would not be able to lose much weight. Kumo returned with renewed vision to lose more weight, and he did better than before, but he had frustrations at not being able to do as well as he wanted. He later came back in contact with his friend and asked him more about this person, Jesus, as he still could not exercise and lose weight like he wanted. Kumo's friend told him he should not come to Jesus Christ just to lose weight, but also to find salvation for life now and forever. That is what Jesus came to do, and not just to help us to lose weight. Having our sins forgiven gives us the purpose and power to help other aspects of our life like exercise and not the reverse. Kumo seemed to understand this. Kumo's friend went back and showed him what they had talked about before and how Jesus Christ had died for his sins. Until Kumo came to see that his sins separated him from God and only Jesus reunited us to God, he would not understand God's purposes for him. Kumo's friend turned to another place in the Bible which said, "But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy." This means that Jesus died for the whole world's sin once and for all, and now lives forever before God to plead our forgiveness through him to God. Thus, our sins are forgiven through Jesus Christ, and we can approach God with full assurance of forgiveness. It is the forgiveness which gives us peace with God and resultant purpose and meaning in life, now and until we die, and eternal life after we die. Kumo's friend asked Kumo if he wanted to have this forgiveness of sins and new life with Jesus Christ. Kumo said that he did. But how could he have this new life, he asked his friend. Kumo's friend turned to another place in the Bible which said, "If we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Romans 10:9. We must understand, believe, and then act on these verses. That is, we must believe that Jesus died in our place on the cross to bear our sins and the sins of mankind. Because he did this, he is our Lord. Then we must believe that after he did this, he rose again from the dead and is alive today. This resurrection showed Jesus Christ's power over sin and death, and thus his ability to be the Lord of our life and give us new life, and the daily power to have new purpose and meaning. Kumo told his friend that he believed this. Kumo's friend then asked him to pray this prayer after him. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I have sinned and that I have done wrong before you. I know that I need you as my Savior. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, and that after you died, you rose again from the grave to show your power and victory over sin and death. I ask you to come into my life to be my Savior and Lord. Thank you. Amen." After Kumo prayed this prayer, he had a new life in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ also gave him the power to have a new life.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-11-9742-885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. We have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.